Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You know, you always hear from the valedictorian, sometimes you hear from the salutatorian, right? Everyone's graduating. But to be honest with you, are they really giving good advice? All they did is sit in the room and study. They don't really have any life experience or anything interesting to talk about, do
interesting
they?
Interesting point.
Yeah. You know who they should really hear from? Is the guy at the bottom, the guy or the girl at the bottom of the barrel that just kind of scraped by. That's the person that'll probably have the good stories and be able to give a good speech.
So what you're saying is that you wish that you gave the speech at your graduation?
Well, what would it sound like if the slackatorian gave the speech?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, class of 2020?
It's 2021.
Whatever. Well, you know, it's me, C plus Charlie. And often on graduation day, we look outside for our heroes. But, I mean, I see him sitting right here among us. Like Mr. Jensen. What's up, bro? Mr. Jensen. He helped me look for my vape pen for like 30 minutes one day in the parking lot. Thanks, bro.
I did no such thing. That's actually illegal.
Oh, classic Mr. Jensen. Personally, though, I'm inspired by my fellow classmate, Tony Rubin, who convinced a grandpa-looking Uber driver to sign us out of school so we could go to Shaky Knees. Best $20 ever, bro.
That's love. Play up.
So in conclusion, stay true to your values and don't let anyone crush your dreams of being an assistant shift manager at the Zaxby's on South Marietta Street. Free Zax snacks for everybody.
Yeah, man.
And that's personally who I would like to hear from during graduation speeches.
As if Drex gave the commencement address, everybody. Phenomenal.
Does anybody want an 8-year-old for the summer? In fact, I'll pay you to take her.
Oh, really? But
the 2 weeks that she's going away to camp are not going to cut it.
Not the whole summer.
Yeah, because if what is happening now is continuing, we're not going to make it through the whole summer.
Uh-oh.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I love my 8-year-old daughter, Avery, with my entire being. You know, not only is she a daddy's girl, but I'm a girl's daddy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, we're buddies. We do everything together. But, you know, like...
I have a feeling that's why this, whatever you're about to say, hurts so much.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because we, like I said, we've done, her and I have done everything together. We go places together. We eat together. My wife is a realtor, so she works in the afternoon. So it's just Avery and I. But ever since she's turned 8, this little attitude is just out of control. I don't know how to deal with it. Take a listen. This is just normal conversation yesterday. Oh. Avery, where are your shoes?
They're right here.
Avery, go brush your teeth.
Daddy, stop!
Oh.
Uh-huh. I mean, I can't ask or suggest anything without getting this attitude.
Mm, Judy attitude-y.
So what's your play going to be here? Do you feel like you failed as a dad?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you spend all of your time with her, you feel like you created this monster?
Right.
I'm stressed out because I don't know. Am I doing something wrong? Did I do something wrong? Or is this normal? Behavior?
404-741-0985. Ashley incoming.
Their emotions are a lot. Just like imagine like a 2 liter of like soda and you shake it up and you drop it on the ground and it never releases all the pressure. I feel like that's what like little girls are at like 8. So, you know, just she's a lot, but she's just feeling a lot.
That's a great analogy, Ashley. Just having all of these emotions and just being all bottled up. And then once you explode, like it goes everywhere.
And I always say they take it out on people they feel safe with. So that's good. Yeah. You know?
I've heard of teenagers. Like my son was giving us a little attitude. I feel like your daughter, Drex, at 8 years old, is at that critical time, whereas if you allow this to happen, the drama is only going to get
go
up from here.
There's no way to stop it, though, Tad. I mean, you heard. I was very nice when I asked her, like, hey, would you mind shutting the door? And then, like, an alien grew out of her head and screamed at me.
But you taught me to be like, hey, you don't talk to me like that.
Right. That
like,
was good for a 4-year-old, but times change.
That doesn't work.
No.
Nothing works.
No.
Back to the drawing board. What's your advice for Drex? 404-741-0985. Seems to me like as a parent, you have these very critical moments where your child maybe changes and you need to respond. And sometimes you just don't know what the right play is.
Yeah, I want to know who replaced my sweet little 3-year-old little girl. We'd go eat tacos together. Now she's 8 and she's been replaced with this hormonal monster preteen.
Avery, make sure you shut the door, honey.
Daddy, I will.
Ooh, Daddy, I will.
So advice for poor Drex, Michelle and Cumming?
I'm sorry. Good luck.
No.
Good luck.
Michelle, no.
I have a 16 and a 19-year-old, and the 16-year-old still acts like she's 2 sometimes, so good luck. And God bless.
And God bless.
That's it? That's the advice.
No, Michelle, you got to do better than that. This stops eventually, right? Like, they grow out of this phase after 12 or 13?
No, she's 16, and we're still going.
So, wait, Michelle, if your daughter, you're listening, if you heard the audio, right? You heard Drex talking to his daughter, and he goes, hey, would you go get your shoes or whatever? She's like, me. How would you react, or how did you react when your kid was 8?
Oh, gosh, it was rough. It's still like that.
Wouldn't you send her to her room and say, you need to talk to me nicer. I'm your parent. Tough love, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, when she was little, we would, like, you know, get on to her, and then she would try to up at one and be like, you know, as soon as she gets to the top of the steps, she'd make that one last little, you know.
Gotta have the last word.
She would do what we said, but she'd make sure she'd finish it off with that, you know.
Why is that, Kara?
Well, because she knows she's got to do it. But she doesn't want to do it. So she's going to, absolutely. So she's going to do it with the biggest attitude that there is to muster.
You are experiencing the moment where being your kid's friend gets in the way.
That
the little buddy phase is over. Now you have to start laying down the law and dropping the hammer. That's my personal. Well, I don't know if it'll work.
And Michelle, you know what's also interesting is like they swing so quick because there'll be a situation where I'm like, hey, go put your shoes on. I'm going to do it right now. Then we get in the car and she's like, Daddy, you are just my dream hero. I'm like, you psycho. You're a psycho.
We have a professional opinion from Ms. Robinson, a Clayton County school counselor.
The advice is to have her watch her tone. Of course, model it, but let her know, I understand you're frustrated. My questions may annoy you, but in this house, that is not how we speak to each other. I need you to lower your voice. I am the adult. You see how I'm speaking with you, even when I'm frustrated.
The key is, Drex, is that how you actually do speak in your house? Or is there a lot of emotional yelling?
I'm not going to throw my wife under the bus. I love the Mrs. Robinson. You say, like, watch the tone. I've said that to my daughter before. She'd be like, well, how can I watch my own tone? My eyes are in my head, Daddy.
I'm
get me out of this.
Well, did you play it back for her to hear and like listen at your voice and your response to me?
Yeah, instead of playing it on the radio, you play the audio for your daughter.
Right.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 8:23. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 83 today. Braves beat the Mets 5-4 last night. They host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at 7:20. Hawks first round of the playoffs Sunday night in New York. What's going on, Kara?
The fun times are coming back. Seems like every day we get more announcements of events returning to Atlanta. Lots of people were jazzed to hear about the Shaky Knees Music Festival coming back this fall. You know, they had to cancel twice last year, so they're definitely ready to get back at it. It's going to be a 3-day event this October 22nd through the 24th at Atlanta's Central Park. Of course, ticket details and the lineup will be coming soon, but right now we know that Alice Cooper is going to be one of the main headliners.
At the Shaky Knees Festival?
Yes.
So I get confused. There's knees, beats, and boots?
Yes.
There used to be boots. I'm not sure if boots
is no longer anymore.
So knees is like rock alternative, and then beats is like EDM, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I got to get all this.
Haven't heard anything about the beats yet, but definitely knees coming back.
What about Shaky Eats? I'd like to get involved in that.
Can we get a good feeling?
For sure.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There's an anonymous donor looking out for high school football players at Centennial High School in a big way. Now, this person is giving kids the opportunity to earn thousands of dollars in scholarship money to attend college, and they only have to earn straight A's and never tell anyone who they are.
That's it?
Yeah. The school's athletic director was contacted back in 2018 by a family that's close to the football program who noticed that there was just a really small percentage of African-American students represented in the scholar athletes. So they created the Centennial High School African-American Football Scholar Athlete Scholarship. Now, each semester, the players on the Knights roster who earn an A average get $25,000 towards college. That means if they stay a straight-A student through school and are on the football team, they could earn $200,000 to go to school.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the secret benefactor just wants these kids to have the opportunity to be debt-free coming out of college. What an amazing opportunity. And I heard one of the kids that is actually one of the recipients said that this has inspired him to go out and be everything that he can be so he can give back in the same way. I'd love to have $1 million a year to be able to give to kids for scholarships.
I heard had to have straight A's and I was out. Shark Tank, I was like, I'm out.
You got a C minus on that quiz?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Kelly, you have an Amazon delivery package problem?
It's not my delivery. It's for my neighbor. She was out of town over the weekend, and she asked me to, you know, grab any packages off her porch. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the boxes, it just obviously wasn't packaged properly because the item was just kind of rolling around inside the box.
Oh, no. Okay.
When I set it down on my kitchen counter, it just started buzzing inside.
Buzzing?
And, you know, just like making a lot of noise and kind of moving a little.
Oh.
It was more vibrating than buzzing.
Yeah, we do appreciate you coming on.
Right.
We hope you're able to work out whatever issue you have. So, Callie, are you afraid that you broke whatever was inside that box?
After 3 days of buzzing and my husband asking a lot of questions,
Oh my gosh.
Finally stopped, but I'm wondering, like, is it broken? And I feel so bad because, like, I don't want to intrude. Like, I picked up this thing from my neighbor's house and it may have broken in my care, and I don't.
Kelly, this thing was buzzing for 3 days and you didn't think to open the box and turn it off?
I just felt like it was a violation of privacy.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Your neighbor asked you to get a package, which you brought to your house, and it buzzed for 3 days, and you're the one that's asking forgiveness?
I think it may have broken.
When you carried the box home, were you vigorous with it? Okay.
Not any more vigorous than usual with my box.
Let's go ahead and we'll call your neighbor here in a couple of minutes and we'll ask for forgiveness for you. We'll help you. Or we'll just listen to you do it and be embarrassed ourselves.
Either way, I appreciate the support.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
A simple request from her neighbor. Could you grab my Amazon box? And Callie feels responsible for breaking whatever was inside. However she handled the package, it ended up turning on, was vibrating for a few days, and then just stopped. Like, she killed whatever was in that package. Now she needs to fess up and ask forgiveness of her neighbor. Callie, sit tight. We'll get your neighbor, Jasmine, on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Jasmine. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Why are you calling?
How was your trip? You went away?
Yes, it was good. We went to a wedding in Asheville.
Mm. Nice. Anything strange, Jasmine, when you guys got home? Did you notice anything different?
No. Should there be? You're really making me nervous.
Well, we were just curious if anything was wrong, like maybe with your mail, like any of your packages. We heard maybe there were some issues with porch pirates in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. We knew about that. That's why I had my neighbor get the packages off her porch, and she was great.
Okay.
Because I had my dad's Father's Day gift delivered, and I've been waiting on it for 2 weeks, and I just didn't want anything bad to happen to it.
Excuse me. Did you say it was your dad's Father's Day gift?
It wasn't really my Father's Day gift to my dad. I ordered it for my mom. She's going to give it to him. It would have been kind of weird if I gave him what she ordered.
Yeah, I would say so.
Who was that?
That's Callie, your neighbor that you asked that favor for. This is called Forgive and Forget. And she was worried about something being broken inside the package. There were some issues.
Was it broken?
No, it was dead when it arrived, but I just gave it a charge and it fired up just fine. My dad's going to love it.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Oh, I'm not one to judge, but, like, good for you and your family for having that kind of openness. That's nuts.
What are you talking about?
Well, Kelly came on to ask your forgiveness because she thought she ruined what was inside that box.
Yeah, I even ordered you a replacement, but then I felt uncomfortable about it, and I felt like maybe just a regular apology would be enough, and I...
Oh, you ordered a replacement?
You ordered a Norelco electric shaver?
Wait a second.
I don't know if Norelco even makes these.
Jasmine, that's what was in the box? That's what got delivered?
Yeah.
A Norelco?
Yeah. What did you guys think it was?
We're not going to say, but I will say that Callie now has a decision to make with that replacement.
No, what are you guys talking about? What did you think I had delivered?
This feature is called Forgive and Forget. Jasmine, do you forgive Callie for the batteries running out on the Norelco shaver?
Yeah, of course. Nothing's wrong with it.
Thank you.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
You know, lottery fever is happening right now.
Oh,
what is
yeah. It's over $500 million.
$500 million. And Kathy has been collecting money in her office to play the lottery.
Pool, yeah.
Right. Well, she has to come clean to her coworkers about something tomorrow morning. 7 a.m. Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 7:24, sunshine, 83 today. Braves beat the Mets 5-4. They host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at 7:20. Hawks first round of the playoffs Sunday night in New York. What's going on, Kara?
We got lots of summer vacations happening this year. And if Myrtle Beach happens to be one of your expected destinations, you might want to know about this weird new law that is now prohibiting you from digging holes in the sand.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
At least the really big ones anyways. It's now going to be illegal to dig a hole deeper than 2 feet on the beach, and they cannot be left unfilled.
Does that happen a lot? Like, Kara, we all three of us, we go down to 38 Destin a lot. I remember a bunch of holes being dug there.
I mean, one of the most fun things you can do on the beach is dig a hole and bury your child in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, their head would be above the sand. Yeah. Monster. Now, like, you start out to do that, and then your kid gets the added bonus of being traumatized by a police officer slapping you with a fine.
They will fine you, and you've got to fill those holes in, because when the sun goes down and people are walking along the side of the beach, they don't see those holes, and you
okay.
can break a leg.
Oh, all right, that's what it is.
And the turtles, wondering. Y'all.
Oh, the turtles. Oh.
The turtles come up and they lay their eggs, and you can't mess with those nests. It's very fragile.
All right, I'm sold. You're absolutely... They should double the fine.
Let's get a good feeling.
I'm in desperate need of a good feeling right now.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
When was the last time you spread a little kindness? You know, it can make a really big difference in someone's life. Recently, a Georgia State Patrol officer has been getting major attention for just a really simple act. He was driving down the road in Oglethorpe County and noticed an older gentleman had slipped and fallen while cutting his grass. So EMS were called out to the scene, and while he was getting some medical attention, Corporal Frankel, in full uniform, finished cutting that ditch for him. Seems like a very simple gesture, but it really meant a lot to that gentleman, and it really shows the heart of how little things like this can really help make your community great.
When you first started with that story, I was like, oh, we're now getting awards for doing our job, but cutting the grass, not his job.
Right. That's and in full sweet. Uniform, too.
Well, I'll bet that sergeant, though, he doesn't want any accolades because there are people out there that, dad specifically, that love cutting grass. He's like, yeah, I saw it as an opportunity. You did me a solid.
Somebody else snapped that photo and put it up on the police department's Facebook page, and that's why he's gotten all of this attention.
You know, they make candles that smell like fresh cut grass. You could just sit on your porch with a beer and not have to actually do any work.
No, they need
just
that
pro tip.
Need that dad flex. You gotta have it.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Rebecca in Fayetteville. Hi.
Hi there.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Get out of the studio, Kara.
I'm gone, Rebecca. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, so Kara's going to split here for a couple of seconds. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll then bring her back into the room, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Question one, Tim Burton's show about the daughter from the Addams Family has been picked up by Netflix. What's that character's name?
Wednesday.
Number two, ABC has renewed American Idol for its 20th season. Who won the first season?
Carrie Underwood.
Number three, fans are concerned with Matthew Perry's slurred speech in an upcoming teaser clip for the Friends reunion show. Who was his character's roommate on the show?
Joey.
Number four, a Harry Potter themed bar has opened in New York. What shape is the scar on Harry's forehead?
Triangle.
Number five, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his first walk-off home run as a Brave last night. Who was the most recent Brave to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Oh, man.
Think about Darryl a famous Brave. Think about a famous Brave.
That's the problem. I'm not into sports that much. I'm going to go with Daryl Strawberry.
Bring Kara back in. How dare you?
All right, Rebecca in Fayetteville, if you don't know the answer, you just randomly guess something, and you did that, so thank you. But you only got two right. Two is the number, Kara.
Okay.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, Tim Burton's show about the daughter from the Addams Family has been picked up by Netflix. What's that character's name?
Wednesday Addams.
Rebecca said 1-1.
Number two, ABC has renewed American Idol for its 20th season. Who won the first season?
Kelly Clarkson.
Rebecca said Carrie Underwood.
Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah! All right, 2-1, Kara's up.
Number three, fans are concerned with Matthew Perry's slurred speech in an upcoming teaser clip for the Friends reunion show. Who is his character's roommate on the show?
Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, that's what Rebecca said. But Kara's up 3-2 right now.
Number four, a Harry Potter-themed bar has opened in New York City. What's the shape of the scar on Harry's forehead?
Tis a lightning bolt.
When we asked Rebecca that question, she said tis a triangle. All right, 4-2.
Finally, number five, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his first walk-off home run as a Brave last night. Who is the most recent Brave to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Chipper Jones.
Oh, good old Larry. Rebecca said Daryl Strawberry. All right, a hurting this morning. Final score of 5-2. Rebecca in Fayetteville, are you smarter than Kara?
Absolutely not.
Kara, 1,029 wins and 35 losses.
Sorry, Rebecca.
All right. Thank you.
No cash, but you get a $75 American Express gift card and two Fandango codes to see Cruella in theaters. The new Walt Disney Studios film Cruella comes to theaters and Disney Plus with premiere access Friday, May 28th. That's tomorrow. No. That's a week
Friday.
From tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.